It's just getting light, but several horses fall out of breath as they complete morning training at Churchill Downs. When they're finished, they'll be brought back here to the backside, where rows of horses are scrubbed, cleaned, and cooled off.
People who is out of the track don't know how we do, what is behind of the race.
This is Arturo Espinoza. He's a groom, which works under the trainer to clean and take care of the horses. He's been working in Louisville for a few years. Before that, he used a visa to go between the U.S. and his hometown, Mexico City.
The more difficult thing to me was and is separate from your parents. It's very sad.
It's estimated no less than 70% of the backside is foreign migrant workers. But a potential change to federal visa laws would make the process of hiring workers outside the country more arduous. The law would encourage trainers to give Americans first crack at employment. But these are jobs many Americans won't take.
They're basically forcing the U.S. employer to hire Americans.
Julio Rubio is a liaison for the National Horsemen Benevolent and Protective Association. Its members are owners and trainers, but it also oversees certain issues affecting backside workers.
We do above and beyond to try and hire Americans.
But the Department of Labor's new regulations will ask for more. They'll increase the minimum number of weekly working hours, but shorten the maximum number for temporary employment by a month. Further, trainers will have to spend more time trying to prove why foreign employees are needed. A lawsuit has held up implementation of the new policy. But while controls out of the backside could be tightening, inside the gates, it's a little looser.
It's like a microcosm of society.
This is Jennifer Hort. She's director of the Backside Learning Center, a nonprofit that provides education and life skills services to workers at Churchill Downs.
If you see violence in society, well, we see violence on the backside. If you see people that have gambling, drug, alcohol addictions out in society, they're back here too.
Many people call the backside its own community, so it's subject to need what all communities have: social services, recreational activities, and health care.
And depending on what the issue of the day was, they might come in here.
Whitney Nash is the director of the University of Louisville Nursing Center, which provides health care services to backside workers in Kentucky.
And I'm sure it's because of we're here at Churchill Downs, we're here in horse country. There's a big emphasis on trying to offer support and services. And I think, honestly, we do a really fairly comprehensive job.
Some say the industry is too fragmented, and because it's not nationally regulated, nonprofits in each state usually pick up the tabs for these services. But no state can fully protect backside workers from the side effects of the job.
You'll be lonely in the backside, and you by yourself.
This is Franklin Castillo from Panama. He acknowledges what many say is a result of being transient, as many workers follow the racing circuit throughout the year.
And you don't got your wife, or you got your girlfriend, or you got nobody. You as lonesome.
He says because most foreign-born workers send their money back home, every service provided helps. The Department of Labor is trying to draw more American workers to the backside, giving them their shot at the American dream. But for Arturo Espinoza, that dream is in another country. Espinoza isn't married, and he says he wants to one day make it back to Mexico City to be with his parents. But first, he says he wants to win one big race.
We are popular. Everybody wants to talk with you.
Now, are you talking about in the community, in the neighborhood,
yeah,
with the backside workers, or are you talking about out in...
Here, inside.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Devin Katayama.